Now, let's move on. We read here as we move along. Now, let me lift out verse 16 here. We read, "Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it?" I know a lot of boys, when I was in college, rich fellas, that is, their fathers were, and they shouldn't have been in college. They had no heart for it at all. "Seeing he hath no sense," or literally, he has no heart for it. It wasn't that the boys weren't able to pass the courses, but the reason is they didn't want to go. Now, I disagree again. Say I'm disagreeing a whole lot today, but I disagreed with philosophy today that every person ought to have a college education. Now, I think every person ought to have access to a college education, but I don't think anybody should be forced to go because of the fact that there are a lot of them that do not have the, I think, capacity. Others do not have the heart. The Lord puts it very gently here. They don't have the heart for it. They don't want it. And frankly, they won't need it for life. It'll not do them a bit of good. There's no purpose in sending certain folk to college. It doesn't do them any good. Now, that hasn't anything to do with rich or poor. I think every poor boy that wants to go to college and get an education, that the door ought to be open for him. And I'll tell you why. Because I happened to be a poor boy when I came along, and I thank God for a wonderful Christian elder that got interested in me. And I want to tell you, if it hadn't have been for that man, I could never have gone to college. I thank God for the door that was open for a poor boy. Now, I think the door ought to be open, but I think there are a lot of rich boys that ought to be put somewhere else. And I won't tell you where I think they ought to be put. Now, will you notice verse 17 here? It says, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." Who do you think of now in the Bible? Jonathan. Oh, David had such a wonderful friend in Jonathan. "And a friend loveth at all times," not when he's playing in the band in the palace, but when he was out yonder running away from Saul, the father of Jonathan. Even then, he's still a friend of David. Jonathan loved him. What a wonderful thing it is to have a friend. And friends, if he doesn't love you at all times, he's not your friend. It's very disappointing in life, isn't it, to find out somebody that's professed to love you, that when the chips were down, you found out they really didn't. They were a Judas Iscariot or an Absalom, that you found out they betrayed you. But this is a wonderful proverb. And then will you notice verse 21, "He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy." It's quite interesting. Again, I come back to this. This has been repeated in different ways several times in Proverbs. The father that has a son that's making good, he'll just talk about him all the time. But if he has a boy that's not making good, why, you don't hear about it. I knew a man in Texas. He had a son that was a great preacher, and that's all he talked about. Now, he had another boy that was one of the finest men I ever met. But you never heard the father mention that fellow at all. He told everybody about that famous preacher's son of his. Well, that's human nature. Verse 22, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." And there are a lot of folk today that are actually sick, and it's heart sick. And it's not heart trouble, it's their heart sick. There's no joy. There's no joy in Mudville today. Mighty Casey is struck out. And that's been true in the lives of a great many Christians. A merry heart. God wants you to have a big time. And I wish that we could think of church as a place to go and have fun. We ought to. You ought to just be able to laugh and rejoice and praise God when you go to church. We're too stiff and stilted today in church. I'm a retired preacher now telling you how to do it, as you can see. That's an abomination to the Lord also. Verse 23, "A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment." Bribing, you know. And there's many different ways of bribing, and a great deal of that's going on today. Then verse 28, and this is one with a great deal of humor in it. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is a man of understanding. A man had a very simple son, a boy that was not, you know, all there. Over here in Arkansas, a man was a farmer. He took in a load of apples one day, and he left the boy sitting, holding the lines of the team, and he said to the boy, says, now, don't you say anything to anybody. If you do, they'll find out you're a fool. And so the boy said he wouldn't. And when the father left, a man came up and says, how much are your apples, son? Boy never said a word. The man asked him two or three times. Boy just sat there and looked at him in a stupid way. Finally, the man walked away and he says, what in the world? You act like a fool. And so when the father returned, he said, how did things go? He says, you know, I kept my mouth shut, but they found out I was a fool anyway.